It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show.
928-854-5687. That's 854-5687.
Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoie.
All right, here we go for Monday, October 18th, 2021. Jim's favorite day.
It is. Right? It is, because I get to share it with you.
You get to talk, speak Spanish.
Sí.
Because later on, it'll be...
El día de los dos jefes.
Día de dos jefes. That's sí. The day of the two chiefs. But before that, we have two other chiefs, right? Not enough chiefs in the room, are there? Actually, they're chiefs of the pumpkin patch. I'm not calling you a chief, by the way.
Scott. Yeah, don't do that.
Scott Jacobs and Prentice Taylor in the house. Prentice, no stranger to Radio Central, one of the original amateurs. You know, that's something to be proud of when you talk about that cat figurine collection, right?
Yeah. I miss my amateur, so I got to get back into it, get back going. So.
Right. How'd you do this weekend in football?
Well, my Cowboys did good.
Oh, Lord. Really? You're one of those?
Yeah, I'm one of those.
I'm a homer. So.
I mean, the Cardinals did good, too.
They did good.
You know, to play against the Browns like that, I mean, that's a good...
With all those people out?
Yeah.
No Chandler Jones?
Head coach gone?
They played really well.
Great.
They played really well. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. We're going to be talking about the pumpkin patch. Anything significant happen to you over the weekend?
Boy, just more events, wrapping them up, on to the next. We wrapped up... Number 3 of 6 for us this month.
Which one was that?
The UTV Championship.
Oh, right. I saw you guys out there.
Yeah.
On Steve
Great.
And I were on our way to Phoenix.
Great event.
Going south towards Parker.
Uh-huh.
Looked like a little city out there.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. Josh Martelli and his boys built a wonderful, wonderful event.
It was impressive.
Yeah, it is.
It was like Mint 400 impressive, folks.
It is, and funny you should mention that, being that they own the Mint 400.
Right. That's why I brought it up.
I thought so.
Exactly. So I did the Family Fun Fair on Saturday.
Yes.
And there had to be at least, I would say, 2,000 people out there.
Wow.
Not including the people in the booth. That was a very impressive turnout. So a little fundraiser for all of the charities involved. People bought tickets, and then they would redeem those tickets and play different games and get candy. The kids would.
Cool.
And then ours was for Key Club, and it had to have a Kiwanis member oversee the Key Clubbers, or at least two Kiwanis members. So thank you to Greg Galley, who relieved me that day. It was late. It was about a 5-6 hour day for me. So anyway. Welcome to the show, guys. Scott Jacobs and Prentice Taylor, as we mentioned, with Lake Havasu Firefighters Charities. Are you the president, Scott?
I am.
You are. Tell me about the event.
Well, it's I always get confused because we had the COVID year, but I believe this is our 9th time we've had this event.
Mm-hmm.
So it's moved. It's on McCulloch on the grass field. We used to be down by the skate park area and dirt lot. So.
Sure.
It's a little bit nicer up in the grass field. Not as much dust.
Coming up in the world.
Yeah, moving on up. You got more places that you're not going to get dirty. But we had to lose a few things, unfortunately. So we don't really have the tractor show like we used to. We used to have tractors drive around. But it's still a good event, family event. Mm-hmm. It's going to be this Friday, and it's going to be 5 to 9. And then Saturday, 11 to 7, we're going to have – it's a $5 entry fee. Kids 3 and under are free. There's going to be all kinds of stuff there for the kids, same as in years past. You know, we'll have bounce houses, which the kids love the bounce houses. I don't think we can get enough bounce houses, but
yeah, you can't go wrong. We can't go wrong with the bounce houses.
Have to go to Bullhead and Kingman to get enough bounce houses, right?
Yeah, with so much going on, we were lucky to get the ones we did, and this has just been a busy week, which is great for the town. Great to see everyone back out and doing stuff. So we will have, obviously, the big pumpkin patch. Big shout-out this year to Albertsons. They are sponsoring it, gave us a good donation towards the pumpkins to get us a good head start. So that's always helpful. So and then we're going to go into arts and crafts, and there's going to be face painting, same as before. Lots of stuff for little kids. And the best part is, once you pay your $5 entry fee, all the games and all the stuff for the kids is free.
Right. Nice.
So our actual pumpkins? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we do have a phone call.
Let's go.
I'm in a forced marriage. Obtaining me is easy.
I'm not sure what that's all about. Well, we didn't have a phone call.
Must have been for you.
I don't understand how this line gets robocalled. Oh, the forced marriage comment? Nice. Thanks. Appreciate that. So anyway, everything's free once you pay the $5 to get in.
Except for the pumpkins and the food.
Oh, right.
Okay. So did they – I have the opportunity to purchase pumpkins?
Yeah. So we're going to have different size. Every year we try to get everything from the little ones up to the big ones. This year I guess there was a pumpkin shortage because everything else is shorted,
pumpkins just get on the bandwagon.
So we're trying our hardest to get every size, and then every few years we get lucky and we open the bin and there's a gigantic pumpkin hidden in there somewhere. So we're hoping to find one of those this year. But yeah, it's a good time. And then we have, you know, Mojave County Search and Rescue. They're going to come out and help us. They're going to cook for us, and so we can do some different things. We try to make some affordable food options for the family. The whole idea in our with us putting this event on is a community event, and we want a place where it's affordable to bring your kid, for you feel safe and enjoy it, not overwhelmed with people trying to sell you stuff. Just just let the kids enjoy a weekend. You know, there's plenty of other things that the adults have. So this was. The big thing is a fun kids event.
And so you've mentioned that there are games and bounce houses and activities for the kids, but and there's food and beverage perhaps, and
there is food, no alcohol, just water.
We will have
scoops, and we'll also have a coffee company, River Blend
Who
Coffee.
Who doesn't like scoops, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. You can't go wrong with the ice cream.
How
long have you been involved with this event?
This is probably my third year, I think, that I've been involved. We started, and then we had the COVID year, and then this year that I got involved because I was the secretary or treasurer.
Nice.
And then this past year, I ended up going to something different. On to someone else.
So how much does the president delegate to you?
Not very much. I mean, not very much, to be honest. You know, I just do more of the legwork, you know, just if work needs to be done, I just get it done. And just be that helping hand.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Very good. Neat to have a kid event.
But
there aren't that many pure kid events.
But I just had one. That family, fall fun fair was, there were a lot of kids in costume.
Good,
especially
good.
For a Saturday afternoon. Go ahead, Prentice.
Just to say something, though, as far as our the Pumpkin Fest and the money that we raise, it goes back, obviously, into our community for our kids.
Great.
We do a lot of things with that, with the money that we
actually take 50% and we put it straight into the after school program.
Oh, nice.
To help those families to do something with, let their kids go someplace so they're not worried about daycare and all that stuff. So that was a big portion of when this event started, was to help that program for the people that maybe can't afford it, you know, or worried about where their kids can go so they can work. So
scholarships are important.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And then the other half we take and we put, you know, over the years we've purchased safety equipment. We don't really sponsor teams and stuff, but like, you know, in years past we've bought tackling things so that kids can learn to tackle so they don't get injured. Safety equipment like coaching or catcher's gear, things that's going to last kids for a few years so that we don't just do a one-time sponsor. We want to make sure that we can affect multiple kids over multiple years.
Well, I don't know if you guys know this. Prentice probably does, but football helmets have to be reconditioned every 3-4 years.
Yes.
Yeah, with new padding inside. That's expensive.
My gosh.
Yeah, they do. Not that they wear out. It's just they wear out from being used.
It deteriorates.
Yeah. Wow. So you want to keep all the equipment safe, especially around the brain, you know, with the concussion thing going. Talking about brain injuries and concussions.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So you guys are doing some good work.
We're trying. And the best thing about us is we do. We keep 100% of the money raised. It stays here in the community. We're not a big conglomerate where they take the money and use it for other things. We're all volunteer board. We're all doing this because the good of the community.
Right.
And to be honest, it's nice to see those events. You know, growing up I grew up in Phoenix. You had them, and you come here and you kind of want those same things for our smaller community.
Right.
And it's good to see the kids love it. The parents love it because they get a break, let the kids run around, go crazy, burn off that energy, that candy that they're gonna get. You know, so. But yeah, we're going to have, like I said, I just want to reiterate arts and crafts. We're going to have some games with some prizes, face painting. We're going to have some bounce houses, the power bungee, the thing where they hook the ropes to them and let them jump pretty high.
Oh, right.
Kids karaoke, which I hope there's a new song this year because last year we heard Frozen.
Oh, was it Baby Shark?
Well, luckily, that was
one of them too.
It was right at the beginning though.
Right.
But Frozen we probably heard about, I don't know, probably 400 times.
Which one, Let It Go?
Yes.
Oh,
Let It Go.
That's funny.
And then,
that's the Oscar winner. You gotta go with that
right?
one.
You gotta let the kids have it. And
right.
It's actually pretty cool to see that because, in years past we used to have the little Halloween talent show thing, and I think it just became too much, but to give the kids an opportunity to do something and dress up and have fun.
And karaoke's easy.
Yeah. It's easy. And pretty much they all like the same 4 songs.
Very good. All right, we got to get the two Chiefs in here, the Dos Jefes. So go ahead and recap for it's Friday and Saturday night. Again, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday night, and then Saturday afternoon, 11 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, and then if I could real quick, I just want to say.
At Rotary Park, right?
No.
No, Springburg McAndrew.
Oh, Springburg.
Well, it's not called that. It's just the grass lot on McCulloch now.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I thought you said skate park. So,
no, that was where it used to be.
I see.
And then I'd like to thank our sponsors, too. If we
absolutely.
Unisource every year has been a partner with us. Albertsons, the Havasu Crafters. This year we have Just for Fun Power Sports, Mojave Mortgage, Custom Golf Repair, and then obviously Radio Central.
Right.
Always been a huge part. So we'd like to thank all them. Appreciate it. We couldn't do it without the sponsors and all of our volunteers. It takes a lot to put these events on. It's long days. The volunteers, we can't thank enough to come out and help us because we couldn't do it without them.
All those sponsors are big in the community.
Yes, indeed.
The ones I could think of anyway.
Yep.
There's more, of course. But anyway, $5, folks, for the pumpkin patch, 5 to 9 p.m. on Friday, 11 to 7 on Saturday, Springburg McAndrew Park, or the grass patch, or whatever you want to call it, right?
The pumpkin patch.
Right. Prentice, great to see you again.
Good to see you guys.
All right. And Scott Jacobs, good luck
Always
with the
pleasure.
Event.
Thank you.
We'll bring the boys in. The guy who shakes your hand the hardest. I don't think I could shake his hand today. I've got a gig in a couple days, you know? I didn't want to ruin the magic hands.
Oh, boy. Be careful.
At the Flying X.
Oh,
exactly.
Nice.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. I'm Paul LaVoy along with Brother Jim Russell. Can you call?
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash.
So Jim,
yeah,
that video comes from American Bandstand, which made me think of you because you're like the Dick Clark of Lake Havasu City.
Oh, very kind of you.
You like that?
I'm not sure if playing Monster Mash is appropriate intro to two such respected civic
just
leaders.
It's Halloween, that's all.
No reflection on our guests?
No connection. No connection whatsoever.
Okay.
Now, if I play something from Freddy Krueger, yeah, start worrying, all right? Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Patio Paradise, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. I don't even know what that means, by the way. Springberg Wealth Management, Better Business Bureau. Thane O'Brien was spot on, assisting with credit card transactions for any size business. Call Thane, 928-706-2784, or send an email to tobryan with an E at spoton.com. And Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants, with over 35 years in the Laughlin community, located in the Laughlin Town Center, and their website is laughlinnevada.net.
I don't know if we can remember that.
He missed his cue.
No, I was just musing over their website, being so clever. But they are good folks all. They just want a shot at your business. Give them a try, and when you do, tell them you heard about them on Speak Out.
Nice save.
Okay.
He did it. Beautiful. The streak continues, just like the Cardinals. You got to love it. Welcome, gentlemen. Chief
Hello,
Dan Doyle. You were surprised I said gentlemen or what?
Yeah, you threw me.
I have a tendency of doing that. Chief Dan Doyle, Chief Pete Palafis, welcome.
Thank you.
I saw you at the Family Fun Fair.
Yeah, the family and my four children, we went and had a great time.
I said a couple thousand people.
At least. You know, it was
right?
You know what? It looks like it was a great turnout, great weather, just great event for the weekend. And especially a shout out to the outboard races that came to Lake Havasu. We watched those.
Oh,
great
wow.
Time. Yeah. It was
everything
a great
all
weekend.
In one spot.
Yeah.
Nice.
How convenient, huh?
Sunset was nice, too, on Saturday. So there you go. I actually bragged about it and sent it out to a couple of friends, you know,
yeah,
as far as photos go. So anyway, I wanted to start off kind of hard and heavy here. It's in the news lately. Right. You guys got all the questions and all that. But the vaccine mandates, where do you guys stand? Each department, you hear, you know, there are police departments in Chicago and New York and not just the big cities, but everywhere they're asking for, you know, officers or firefighters or staff to get vaccinated. So where do we stand on this locally?
Well, I think a lot of those, I'll just jump on it. I think a lot of those places that you see where they're mandating police or fire, it's not the actual police or fire department mandating it. It's coming down from a governor, it's coming down from a mayor, and they're saying, hey, this is what's going to be done for all city employees. I don't think an individual police chief or fire chief isn't standing up and saying, hey, I'm just going to require my fire department to be vaccinated. We don't have that here. Obviously, if you watch anything that Governor Ducey's done, is Arizona is not a state that is going to be mandating it. Nor has there been any kind of mandate here in the city for our local city employees.
Yeah, and then they go back to the courts, and the courts say, that's not constitutional, or
right.
Ducey can't do that, so they leave it up to the municipalities. But where is this something that you can decide for your own department? And the same question for you, Chief Pete.
No, that's not something that as a police chief for just the police department or any of the department heads could not come down and just say, I'm going to require my department within the city. We all work for the city manager who works for the council, and
sure.
that's a decision that's made up. But I'll preface that by saying, there's been no discussion about mandatory vaccines for city employees.
Is there a common HR department or something
that
handles all of our city
right.
employees?
So the city structure basically is obviously is you have the city council that guides policy and that, and then the city manager works for them. And then each department, the fire chief, myself, the public works director, the admin services director, parks director, community services director. Who am I missing, Pete?
No, you're
somebody's going to get hurt if I leave someone out. Yeah. But each one of these departments, we all work for the city manager. We're all part of the city. And then we have a human resources department. And all our human – each department – doesn't have their own human resource. Mm-hmm. So it all goes through that. But we all report to the city manager.
Okay. Same for you, Chief Pete?
Yeah. And, you know, Dan puts it so well, is that we have expressed no interest in the mandate. And based on the city, we're one team and we work together, and it's your choice.
Okay. So that said, where are you at with the voluntary choice or the voluntary people? Are most of your people, do you know, have either had it or have been vaccinated? Do you know that information? Because I heard a story on the news this morning. The only reason I ask is that first responders are especially at risk. At least that was the on the Today Show, and before I flipped it for propaganda reasons, you know. But that was the story. The angle of the story was that first responders were especially at risk.
Sure, they are at risk, but we're the best protective too.
Gotcha.
With the PPE that we're using. So I guess look at the source where you're getting that information from. Vaccinations, that's a choice that individual is going to make, whether they're going to get vaccinated or not. So it's an individual base.
And,
right.
You know, I've had that question, people asking me, well, how many officers have been vaccinated? And so, well, I don't know, because
you can't,
you know,
ask.
Here it's it. Same as Pete. I'm a believer that I'm not an anti-vax person. I've had vaccinations in the past. Obviously, I was in the Marine Corps, and I have no idea what they gave me.
An onslaught.
But you know, I am a believer that's an individual's choice for their own medical purposes and what have you. So obviously, we don't go around asking our employees, have you been vaccinated? So we really don't know.
And then you've had your share of officers and firefighters who were out, you know, that were COVID positive in the past, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, there's been several employees and people in the city that have been exposed and contracted COVID.
Right. I had to get that question out there. It's like the question, you know, du jour, if you will, right?
Oh, sure. Well, it's you can't turn on the news without hearing about this topic.
Sure. Yeah. So don't kill the messenger, all right?
Absolutely not. We always appreciate your questions.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah. Can you can you host the rest of the show while I get a head start? All right. Let's go ahead and take a short break, and we'll kind of continue the Halloween theme music-wise.
Music-wise, yeah.
Jim will love this song. Absolutely. Back with more in a moment as we go into the Adams Family song here. And Brother Jim Russell, I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Chief Dan Doyle, Chief Pete Palafis. It's First Responders Day, or as Jim likes to call it, Dia de dos Jefes.
Si.
Back with more in a moment. Stay with us.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
So I'm gonna pose the question to our panel today. Jim, are you a Time Warp or Rocky Horror Picture Show kind of guy?
No.
You've never seen it?
No, I don't think so.
I have never seen it. Have you seen it, Chief?
I have, but I'm not a fan.
I don't get it.
No.
I don't. When they dress up and go to the movie and
it's...
What about you, Chief Pete?
Yeah, nothing.
Not your thing either?
No.
Okay, we're all in agreement. Cool. No Rocky Horror Picture Show in this room
topic.
Anyway. Speak Up, brought to you in part by, and I know people get into it, but the show's brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, GDK CPA LLC, SamsGuns.com, Herb's Herbs, SunPower by Esme Electric, and by the Lewis team at Coldwell Banker Realty with Bobby and Julie Lewis, Brian Besley and Lori Rule. And for you football fans out there, Buffalo at Tennessee tonight. Buffalo, I wouldn't say heavily favored, but they are definitely favored. The pregame starts at 4:30 on KNTR Sports, 94.3, 100.5, and 980 AM. Not sure if you guys heard the news, but Havasu won big on Friday night.
They did.
10 touchdowns.
They played a great game.
And the most impressive part, Chief, every single point after attempt that was kicked was made.
Yeah.
That was 10 in a row.
Yeah, they did.
That was
great.
Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
There's only one. That was a teachable moment that we have a kicker, and that The kick return teams need a little bit of gelling. I'm not going to say work. They need to gel more. So that's all they gave up was a punt return and a kickoff for a touchdown. So.
Yeah, no, that was good for them.
What do they call that now? A kick six?
Right? Yeah.
Something like, no, that's the field goal one. Anyway, welcome back to the show.
Did you announce that?
I did. Steve Greeley and I went down to Phoenix on Friday night. We were at Washington High School. It was the Rams. They had this kid, Demetrius Moore, I think his name was. Nobody could catch him.
Yeah.
If he could get out in the open, yeah, forget about it. So, as I mentioned on the broadcast, I hope he's on their track team because this kid's fast.
Yeah.
Reminded me of, you remember Billy White Shoes Johnson?
Yeah.
He was small and fast. He probably weighed 130, if that.
You started to point at me. I thought you were saying you remind me of me.
No.
I was extremely fast 40 years ago.
Yeah? Would you play linebacker?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of figured.
Yeah, but most, I wasn't fast.
What is it about police and fire? You guys love the position of linebacker.
You don't have to run as far.
That's it right there, isn't it? All right, welcome back to the show, Brother Jim Russell. And, Jim wouldn't get that joke,
That's
by the
right.
way.
He doesn't have an
sticks
engine.
Sticks and balls. Yeah, he doesn't get it. Yeah.
Face baseball.
Yeah, no, that's just not
It doesn't take
sporting.
Gasoline to play.
I wasn't
it doesn't
have an cricket. Engine.
So, and we're with Chief Dan Doyle, Chief People Office. You can participate. We had a phone call off the air. I wasn't able to get to it in time, so if you want to call back, it's 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. Speaking of which, we had a call the other day. I'm not sure if you were on the show or not. No, you were. It was with the mayor, and we were talking about speed limits on city streets. The caller called and said, hey, what's up with the cars around here doing, 50 and a 35 or whatever? How are the speed limits determined, Chief?
The fire department sets all speed.
All right.
Just a joke.
Well, that was great.
Just,
no, now I have an answer.
Just a joke. No, so basically engineers basically will set that. They have a whole process that they go through. So you'll find most of the boulevards and avenues in town you'll see are 35 miles an hour. I mean, the fastest speed on city streets is 35. Drives are typically, which are neighborhood streets, are 25 miles per hour. And there's a whole process that they go through. So say somebody will come in and they want this street should be 35 rather than 25. They go out and they put up sensors, read traffic, what's the normal flow of traffic on the street, what's the grade of the street, what's the width of the street, and should this street be a 35 or should it be a 25. So they have a process. I'm trying to think of the name of the book. It's the Uniform Code of Street Management.
And that sounds right.
That's what the engineers use. Engineers use that, yeah. So it's pretty uniform across the state in how they set up speed limits. Now, as far as vehicles speeding on the streets, there's people speed, and part of the problem that we run into in Lake Havasu City is in a, I don't want to say normal because we're not an abnormal city, but in a typical city, streets will run north, south, east, west. You'll have boulevards and avenues that it's actually quicker to get where you want to go by leaving the residential streets and getting out on a boulevard and going across town. You could go from the south side of town to the north side of town and stay on a boulevard. So there's no benefit to staying on a residential street. Problem with Havasu streets is there's not a straight street in this town.
Yeah. Not only that, a lot of them go downhill.
Yeah, they're going downhill like McCulloch Boulevard, Kiowa Boulevard, North Palo Verde and Palo Verde. Southwind is one. But then there's the shortcuts. So people shortcut from one boulevard to another boulevard through residential streets, and that's a big complaint. Opossum's a big one up there. You see it on Avalon, a number of those. So it is a problem, and it's just the street layout is such that there's no great solution to that. And we do as much enforcement as we can get out there, and we put radar trailers and such out there to try to
We got to teach Chief Pete the shortcuts, man.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
Or actually teach me the shortcuts, too. All right. What? No, you already know them?
No, I don't. I love listening to Dan, when you
pontificate?
Talk, yes, it's yeah. Amazing.
Oh.
All right, we got a phone call,
you.
Guys.
I feel better about myself now.
Glad we could put you in a safe
yes,
space.
Gosh, I'm going right. to go home now.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out, and your phone is very noisy.
Sorry about that, Mr. LaVoy. Is it better?
Yeah, go ahead.
Appreciate your time, gentlemen. I'm going to tell you about something that, honestly, I can't even believe it happened, but I would like your guest opinion on what to do.
Sure.
I'm not going to name the name of the business, but there has been a local business in town that during the week, they say due to city and county regulations, they have to serve you your food. They made a flyer, everything. But on the weekend, that flyer disappears and so does the rules. Now, some might think that's a little childish to have a problem with, but I think that is a big problem.
I don't understand the issue. You mean you can't you can't go up to their counter? They have to serve you? Is that what you mean?
Correct. But on the weekend, the rule disappears. What is the reason that a business would say city and county regulations require them to not allow you to get your own food that you paid for during the week, but on the weekend is perfectly fine?
I don't know.
Well, there.
I don't have an issue with them wanting to serve me and not allow me to do it, but I do have an issue with them saying that the city and the county are requiring it.
Yeah, there is no city. There's no city, nor is there a county mandate or anything that I can think of in relation to that.
So. And we don't recommend confronting them about it.
No.
Correct, Chief?
No, I mean, no, absolutely not. I mean, so any business can come up with whatever rule they want, but I agree if they're saying it's at direction of the city, there's no city mandate in effect. It sounds more like, especially if it's a corporate-owned, business, maybe it's a corporate rule, but somebody's kind of put some information out there that it's a city for whatever reason, but... there's nothing that I'm aware of, in effect.
Yes, sir, and I do not think, I don't care if the corporate is owned by the queen herself. If it's not coming from your office, a business shouldn't say it is.
Oh, sure, I agree 100%.
Yeah. That's the problem I'm having, is we have businesses, it's not about protecting people, it's not about protecting the bottom line. It's about you're using a lie to try to take my freedom. And I just don't appreciate that. I just wanted to see your opinion on that.
Well, it would seem also, though, that aside from maybe misrepresenting the source a little bit, it's the business's option to make rules for within their own business.
Yeah, I
don't
understand.
Just to say that it's county.
I don't understand why they just don't say that's our policy.
We don't do that. You got to.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's why I wanted to call and let you know it's. They can do whatever they want. It's their business. But
right.
When you're saying that the city and county leaders told you to do this,
right.
When I know they never did.
Well, we appreciate you keeping their name off the air, and we'll see what we can find out.
Thank you for your time.
All right,
thanks for the call.
Oh, interesting. Hey, always get an interesting phone call when they're on.
Yeah,
what's up with that?
Yeah, they must attract it. Chief Pete, I've got a question for you regarding the season change now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have new fire problems and things with people getting into heaters and furnaces and things all of a sudden after this mega hot summer we've had?
That's a really good question.
Yeah,
of course it is.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's...
I'm glad we're going out to go...
Surprise!
Jim's like, well, yeah, that's why I'm sitting here.
You know what, Jim, I think we just need to have awareness that, you know, making sure that if we're going to use space heaters, make sure that they're at least 3 feet away from any combustible. The technology that they have, if they knock over, they shut off automatically. So there's a lot of safety factors that are already built into a lot of the products that we have to heat. I'm coming up on my second year here. I don't turn on my heater at home. I guess I'm still acclimating.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. Still short sandals and
you don't turn on your oven either, right?
I turn on the oven. When
I mean
I need
for
to
heat.
No, you never.
I'm
Paul,
kidding.
You never do that.
I know.
But no, the thing is, with safety tips, it's just awareness, making sure that you're doing the right thing. and just be conscious of what you're doing. You know, that's just like even with candles. You know, make sure that they're they're out when you're not attending to them. So, great question, Jim. But
you want to go to the phones again?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
All right, let's take our chances. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Good morning.
Hey.
I called last week about the speed limit thing. And what I would like to know is how does one go about the process of having it changed?
Well, to really make it easy on you, if you just call my office at the PD, and then I will put you in touch with the proper people, and we'll get the request completed, and I'll get them to take a look at that street.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Is that still Mark Clark, by the way?
Yes, it is now, but he's actually going to be retiring.
Oh, I remember he was going to be a traffic engineer,
He's been a traffic engineer for that's his field. Came to the city from ADOT originally, and so he's the guy to talk to. He could lay it out there exactly how they do it.
I imagine they're great questions of civic liability in this.
Oh, sure.
They just arbitrarily said, oh, okay, you can go 50 on this street.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why they follow this process. They don't indiscriminately just say, hey, some people think the speed limit. So go ahead and bump the speed
limit. Vote on it.
There's a process because, if somebody gets injured, they come up and they say this street was inappropriately limits were inappropriately set, and then the city could be liable and stuff. So there's a whole process they go through, and it's very detailed on how to set those speed limits.
So statewide DUI numbers, I don't remember which holiday it was. I think it was Labor Day, way up from not so much the year before because of the pandemic. It was more of the levels of alcohol, if you know what I mean, the BAC. Especially when compared to 2019. And I thought it would be a good idea to get the holiday safety message out there early. You've got a lot of holidays coming up, like Halloween's on a Sunday. That means you're going to have partying starting this Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What are you guys doing as far as enforcement goes? And how does the fire department work in conjunction with the police department with that sort of thing?
Did you want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a two-part question.
I think because this is your safe space, you should probably start.
Thank you. That's good, Paul.
Thank you.
That's good.
I have my moments.
Yeah, you do.
Even a blind squirrel, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Absolutely. The DUI is, we do very heavy DUI enforcement, and it's usually, every night of the week. I mean, we're arresting people for DUI. So the message is, use a designated driver. Make your plans before you go out. If you're going to go out and you're going to go to a bar and you're going to be drinking, pre-plan it. Make arrangements for somebody to be driving you, somebody to pick you up, or whether you're going to call a shuttle, taxi, Uber, what have you. Make the arrangements beforehand. Don't go out and think that, well, if I drink too much, then I'll figure out what I'm going to do, because once you're under the influence of alcohol, you're not going to make a good decision. And know that regardless of how you feel, if you've been drinking, you've got alcohol in your system, and you're going to subject yourself to that process. If you say, well, I only had three or four beers, I should be good to drive. You drive home. If you get stopped, if you're in any way impaired, you're going to be arrested for DUI.
Right.
Or God forbid you get into an accident and you kill somebody. All right, so if you're going to be drinking, make arrangements and just don't drive or operate a vehicle in any way, shape, or form.
So, Chief Pete, something people don't talk about is over-intoxication, where people get to the point where they're just, and I've seen them there on Main Street, they just get to the point where they're outside, but they're almost incapacitated. That's a dangerous place to be, isn't it? And could be dangerous for when the paramedics respond as well. Is that right?
It can be, but we're going to treat them like every other patient that we treat that is probably having a medical issue, especially if you're incapacitated, unconscious. I mean, we're going to treat you based on the conditions that you present. Is that anything changed? I think it hit home going back to Dan's message, is be responsible. You know, we can continually say that, but even just your friends, you know, taking care of you, because the cost of going through all litigations and it's not only affecting you, it potentially has the effect on someone else that you can injure, that basically is just just out there at the wrong place, wrong time. So the thing is, I think that's the stress, is just make good choices, because if you make the wrong choice, it's not only going to affect you, it's going to affect someone else. But getting back to, we work side-by-side with the police. If they feel that this person needs medical attention, we're going to transport you to get you the right treatment that you need.
I would think there would be a point in on the BAC scale where there's an alarm, you know what I mean, to where when you get over point two, for example.
Now, so it depends on the person. So in other words, you could deal with somebody that, say, maybe they're an alcoholic and they walk around.
They have tolerance.
Yeah, they're walking around at a 1.7, 1.8 as just a normal. Well, that person can go up over 2, and you might not notice a big difference.
Wow.
There's other people that could be at a 2 or over and can't even stand up and are virtually comatose. So usually when we deal with those people, if it's an extremely high blood alcohol, then we'll call paramedics and get them transported to the hospital just to get checked out, because you don't know, they could be going up. They might be conscious and the whole bit, but they could still be going up and we could have a real problem. But one of the interesting things we run into that here in Havasu with, and probably unique to our situation here, is in the summertime, in the boating season, people come out, you know, it's 118 degrees, it's hot, and they go and they party out on the lake all day long, and they don't realize that sun amplifies. So the sun's dehydrating you, and you're if you're just drinking beer all day long, and then they're taking shots, and they're doing, and we
have a beer has water in it, right?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding, folks.
But and then we get these people we end up dealing with them, and they're virtually comatose, and they're sunburnt, they're comatose, and so we're always trying to get the message out to people: if you're not used to this heat out here, and you're not used to the sun, you really need to regulate how much you're drinking, how much sun you're getting, and how much alcohol consumption you have. But again, being smart.
Absolutely. Before we go, you guys want to give any messages out there for Halloween coming up?
Yeah.
You got Fright Night coming up too.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Fright Night. So the biggest thing is to parents to watch your children. When you take them trick-or-treating, watch for traffic, watch crossing the street, make sure the kids are wearing something bright, put one of the chem lights on them, put something that reflects, that drivers, people can see. Make sure that if, depending on the age, that they're with an adult. Same thing when you go down to Fright Night, keep an eye on your kids. Drivers, be very careful over that weekend.
Right.
I mean, it's drive slowly. These kids are going to be out trick-or-treating.
There's an absence of street lights in many parts of the city, too.
It is. So just be careful. Check the kids' candy before you let them eat it. Make sure that it's all legit candy, hasn't been opened or tampered with in any way.
Right. Chief?
No, Dan hits it right on the head, and let's make sure your kids brush their teeth.
I like that.
Yeah.
And floss.
And parents, too.
Yeah, that too.
That's from those close-up traffic stops, right?
Everybody.
You roll down the window,
you're
like, whoa, brush your teeth. All right.
And then go Cardinals will be there.
Yeah. It's the Texans this week.
So yes.
Hopefully they don't look past that game to Green Bay.
No.
And they get past Houston first.
Couple of players get to go up against their old team there.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
Get some payback, right?
Yeah.
All right. Go JJ. All right, we Chief Dan Doyle, Cardinals fan extraordinaire, along with myself, and Chief Pete Palafis, Bears fan. We went over this once, right?
No, he's a Cardinals fan now.
He is now.
I'm a converted Cardinals
fan. He is now.
Yeah.
It's a great year to convert, by the way.
Yes, it is.
6-0 now.
6-0.
I think they can do it.
All right. Jim Russell and myself will be back in a moment. We have a special parting song, especially for Sean Hannity. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
All All right, everybody knows that listens to Hannity that he loves his karate. He talks about it incessantly sometimes when you get him on the topic. He's a black belt.
Oh.
So this one goes out to Karate Man, Sean Hannity, who follows us after the news and a short break. Jim, great show today.
Yes, indeed. Nice to have that. Dos Jefes on.
The Dos Jefes. So you're going to be in tomorrow, right?
Yes, indeed.
We're going to talk about Run to the Sun.
We're going to be talking about things with engines.
What else?
And we're going to be talking about the Kingman Street Drags.
Kingman Street Drags. Is Brian coming in?
Yeah, Brian himself.
Oh,
Brian
right
Vincenzi will be here.
Haven't seen Brian in forever.
About 2 years,
I think his
actually.
Birthday was over the weekend.
Oh,
it was very recent.
You're maybe right.
Yeah, I think I'm right on that one. All right, anyway, we're going to go out with a little extended music for Sean Hannity, Mr. Karate Man. Sean Hannity up next, following Fox News. Thanks for being here, Jim.
My pleasure.
All right, back with more tomorrow on Speak Out.
Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.